Every foreign posting has its perennial go-to stories, the events or issues that pop up time and time again over the years. And sometimes a correspondent can witness one of these stories emerge and become a regular fixture in the news cycle. Well, 10 years ago, air pollution in Beijing made headlines, but it wasn't much of an issue in the rapidly growing megacities of India. Now that's changed. Decisive government action has curtailed toxic emissions in and around Beijing, while New Delhi is choking, and pollution levels in northern India are now worse than they ever were in China. For South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu, it's already becoming a yearly news story.
I had a couple of weeks Christmas leave in tropical Queensland and arrived back in Delhi just before the new year. In that little gap between the plane and the aerobridge, it hit me in the face, a big whack of toxic, foul-tasting air. Even inside the airport, I could see a pall of yellowish-grey gas filling the arrival hall. Arriving in Delhi in winter is a shock to any visitor, unless you're used to the feel and taste of putrid air filling your mouth and coating your tongue before you've even hit the streets. The air here is notoriously bad all year round, but in winter it becomes even more toxic as cold air prevents the pollution cloud from rising or being blown away. The official health advice is simply not to go outdoors. This is, sadly, exactly the story I told a year ago on Correspondence Report when I arrived in Delhi to take up my new posting as South Asia correspondent. I was shocked to discover how bad the air really was, and I've no reason to believe the air quality will improve in this country anytime soon.
It's that time of the year when, despite what anybody says or does, air pollution in the National Capital Region just seems to get worse. No respite, no let-up. This year it's no different.
The pollution crisis makes headlines here, but that doesn't galvanise public or political will to do something about it. Late last year, the Lancet Medical Journal released a report that should have shocked India into action. It found that 1.24 million people were killed by air pollution in India in 2017. That's one out of every eight deaths in the nation. Air pollution now causes more deaths than tobacco here, and half of those killed are under 70 years old. A report from the World Health Organization earlier last year found 14 of the 15 most polluted cities in the world are in India. The same report said that air pollution caused the premature deaths of 100,000 children in 2017. Children are one of the groups most at risk, and coping mechanisms for parents abound. Schools ask parents not to let their children go outside when the pollution reaches hazardous levels. One popular online forum for expats living in Delhi illustrates the lengths that foreigners can and do go to try to keep their children safe. There are posts about karate classes being held at people's houses to ensure kids can socialise and exercise but without going outside. I noticed one mum on the forum talking about an indoor rock climbing wall she had built and installed to keep her children active without exposing them to the toxic air. The pollution in northern India is even turning the white walls of the iconic Taj Mahal green. In the middle of last year, in the boiling heat of summer, I watched as dozens of men scaled the partially shut monument to scrub scum off the roof by hand. By now, it'll be caked in filth again. India's gearing up for a national election in April or May this year, but pollution doesn't seem to be gaining traction as an election issue. The more valuable votes are in rural areas where pollution is less of a problem. And even in Delhi, most of the population is poor. So how to feed your family is a more pressing issue than the quality of the air you breathe. And so once more, I switch over the air filters and the great buzzing purifiers I use to keep the office and my bedroom slightly less toxic. There's a little orange light that flickers day and night, the one that detects the tiniest pollution particles, known as PM2.5. They're the ones that are tinier than a human hair, the ones that enter the lungs and then the bloodstream and can cause cancer, heart and respiratory diseases. The light glows an angry orange because despite pumping and purifying air 24/7, the machines can't lower the PM2.5s to a safe level. All the privilege and technology in the world can't fight a pollution problem that's getting more dangerous by the year. This is Siobhan Heaney in New Delhi for Correspondence Report.